Lumpur Beach, which is located in Sukhabumi, has a unique, exotic, and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukhabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliff. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karang Hawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karang Hawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karang Hawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokilo's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karang Hawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine,
listener,
is a fun activity.
Today's
on
Music
this
Corner,
beach.
I'm going to present a Kroncong song entitled Rangkaian Melati, to be sung by Tania Dewi featuring Side of X Kroncong Orchestra. In the years 1942 until 1946, Kroncong songs were often used as a medium of struggle and propaganda. The song, which was composed by R. Maladi Arimah Noramin, is one of the Kroncong songs, which was used to evoke the spirit of struggle and Indonesian nationalism. This song narrates the unbreakable bond between the two people. The poetic lyrics describe the jasmine flower as a symbol of love and loyalty, preserving memories even as time passes. With its lifting musical accompaniment, this song invites listener to reflect on the enduring power of love, even when faced with loss and separation. Here is Tania Dewi featuring Side of X Kroncong Orchestra with the song Rangkaian Melati.
you're still tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia. If you ask me why do we play a mixture between pop songs and also some local genres like keroncong, sometimes we also provide you with some more regional songs from so many places across Indonesia, because we would like to keep the love for our identity intact, because having an identity as an Indonesian means that you get to love most of the things that you have in this country, including the language itself. As we know that mother tongue or mother language for everybody is very important to preserve, and how is the situation in Indonesia? Here is the opinion of Dora Amalia, the head of Center for Language Preservation.
In a very general sense, the mother tongue is someone's native language or the first language of someone. It is commonly the first language that is taught by parents to their children, or a language that is used mostly in a family. In the broader sense, especially if we associate it with Indonesian linguistic perspective, the mother tongue is the regional language or local languages itself. Because in Indonesia, mother tongue in the most family is the regional language. So if we talk about the mother tongue here, we talk about the regional language. The trend is nowadays seem to be going the opposite. More and more family use Indonesian as their native language. So your mother tongue is Indonesian, of course.
Although apparently, and to add more context to this conversation, listener, apparently the ideal situation is that at houses, in families, they will be using their own regional language when talking to each other. For example, in West Java, if they're Sundanese, they will be using Sundanese. The Batak people using the Batak language instead of the Indonesian language. But this often happens in big cities. Worryingly, some small places also experience the same thing. So it is expected that the use of mother language will be increasing, and this might also happen in your place, not only exclusively happening to Indonesia. So go and ask your parents what kind of mother language that they should be speaking, so that you will keep your identity intact. And listener, the whole conversation about the mother tongue itself is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. social media is the video about water flowing so hard in Cisarua Bogor, which apparently, according to some people, if this river in Bogor is overflowing or having a very intense flow, it will result in flood across Jakarta. And yes, it happened, listener, but the government and related parties are not staying quiet about it. The Jakarta Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency has been and is keeping coordination with related institutions to handle the flood which is coming from the overflown Ciliwung River with a lot of devices, and they are trying to reduce the water itself. The head of the agency Center for Data and Information, Muhammad Johan, in Jakarta on Monday said that they have been coordinating with the people from the Water Resource Agency, the Public Works Agency, as well as the firefighters to make some drainage for the flood itself, to make sure that the water is flowing somewhere else. And therefore, the Johan also said that the agency is asking for the people to be stay on alert against potential of flood itself, especially for today. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency also still predicted that some big cities across Indonesia will still be facing rain today.
Samudra penuh rintangan, bersamamu. Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremonies, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
After this song by Tulus with Interaksi or Interaction, you'll be listening to the story of Ritual of Anak Panjang.
Manalah ku tahu datang hari ini, hari di mana ku melihat dia, yang tak ku milik, yang tak ku cari, duga wanita patah hati lagi, tahu begini jika hindari garis interaksi, itu yang ku pilih. Ingin banyak tempat-tempat indah, tipikal bisa ingin kau pikirnya. Entah ini ingin selesai bisa, dapatkan dari dia oasis senduh, itu yang ku pilih. Aku yang tak kuat lama menjadi hati, itu yang ku pilih. Alam dan seluruh energinya, apa dalam ciptanya aku.
Dreadlocks on children as part of the Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers have their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Bener. Kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak, harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok. Buat mainan katanya. Nah, dia sampai suruh dua kali saya tanya ini. Enggak bela-belo itu minta kentut sama ibunya buat mainan gini udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu enggak bisa diubah, Pak.
Our journey to the Yang village in Banjarnegara region in Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in the Yang. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and beautiful residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon the Yang village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Baja. But why does cutting dreadlocks need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runce dari Samudra.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runce from Kidosi. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan lah, dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out a dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen beyond.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gift from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the Southern Sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ketika mempercayai bahwa kita meminjam, dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara, sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Alif Alwi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napaktilah selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjadi secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saya itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain. Sekitar 5 hari.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be paraded again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Pengalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together, as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially women. It may coincide with the fact that most Mahjong children in Dieng are female. The Mahjong children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Permintaannya kok umpama telur puyuh satu.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut. There was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with four colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpang rojong itu bawa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada gimbal padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumpang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There is dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikung-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama.
Kalau itu simbol paling utama.
Nah, itu yang berwarna putih.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always helps during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begins, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual begins. Preserving tradition when advanced technologies invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Thank you.
in remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustained.
Thank you.
Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology has urged postgraduate scholarship recipients to foster an excellent scientific culture. The Ministry's Director General of Higher Education, Khairul Munadi, delivered the message during an online meeting with 702 scholarship recipients on Friday. And according to the Director General, scholarship recipients have a significant responsibility to advance knowledge and contribute to the country's development. The chief of Katulampa Dam in Bogor, West Java, Andy Sudirman, noted that the water level in the Ciliwung River has reached 80 centimeters, resulting in the dam being on flood alert level 4. As quoted from Tempo.co, Andy recently stated that the water from Bogor has the potential to reach Jakarta within 10 to 12 hours. And according to his team's observation, the water has flowed to Condet Balai Kambang area, Kramat Jati district, East Jakarta, this morning. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah. gift and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honour each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.